Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. In our gospel reading a couple of weeks ago, Jesus promised the disciples the Holy Spirit, an advocate and a friend to help them, to protect them, to inspire their lives, and to be and stay with them as Jesus was leaving. In the ascension story that we heard last week, Jesus gives the disciples a mission to be witnesses of love to the world. And then Jesus promises that the Holy Spirit will come and strengthen them so that they might serve the world in love. In that story, Jesus asks the disciples to wait for the Spirit to arrive, which brings us to today, to Pentecost Sunday, where we remember and we celebrate that coming of the Holy Spirit, wiggly fingers and all, right? We celebrate the beginning of their mission. We celebrate the coming of the grace of God given to all of us for the common good. From our reading in 1 Corinthians this morning, we hear Paul assert that we cannot know or confess Jesus as Lord unless the Holy Spirit is with us. Now, we might know the name, or we might know that there was a historical character named Jesus, but we cannot know Jesus as Lord. We cannot know Jesus as our Redeemer without the Holy Spirit. And then, according to Paul, that same Holy Spirit comes to us, blesses us, and gives us gifts for the common good, for the good of others, for the sake of the world. By the power of the Holy Spirit, we have hope for tomorrow and a mission for today. And for that Holy Spirit, we celebrate. For this gift and for the presence of Jesus with us always, we give thanks. Now, one thing we learn through our readings today is that the Spirit is the Spirit is the Spirit. And the Holy Spirit comes to us just as Jesus promises. Now, sometimes when the Spirit comes, it comes exotic and dramatic. Sometimes when it comes, the Spirit comes simple and straightforward. Now, it is the same Spirit bringing the same gifts with the power of God behind all of it. And we will see both of those styles of the Spirit coming in today's readings. In our reading from Acts today, we have that story of the very first Pentecost, and it is exotic and it is dramatic because the disciples were there again in that upper room waiting like Jesus had asked them to. Now, I imagine their conversations were filled with wonder and worry, with excitement and concern. And then a loud sound, like a rush of wind, whips through the room, through the house, and divided tongues of fire rest over each one of them. And then they can speak languages they've never studied. This is the promise of the Holy Spirit, and it is exotic and it is dramatic, even maybe just a little bit incredible. Now, I'm certain that no one in that room was expecting this for the entrance of the Holy Spirit. But the disciples took the gift that they were given that day, and they went out to proclaim. With the Spirit's presence, they had the courage to proclaim. They had a means with all the languages they could now speak to proclaim and talk to all of the people gathered there. And they had a message of love and care through Jesus, their Savior. And so they went out and preached, and 3,000 were baptized in that one day. Now, there are Christians around the world for whom this exotic and dramatic entry of the Holy Spirit is expected, and sometimes even commonplace. Outbursts of tongues, dramatic movement, all of that accompany a moment where they are slain by the Spirit, they say. Personally, I'm not one of those Christians. But today's reading from Acts shows us that that happens. The Spirit of God can come with trumpet fanfares, tongues of flame, ecstatic dancing, you name it. And that Spirit comes with gifts. But we need to remember that the gifts the Spirit brings are for the common good, for the good of all. It's not a private performance when the Spirit comes. Now, in our gospel reading from John, we have the entrance of the Holy Spirit that is a little more simple and straightforward. Yes, it's true, Jesus enters into the locked room where the disciples were gathering. But Jesus enters that room and gives the disciples peace. Then Jesus proves that it really is him by showing them his wounds. He proclaims peace once again, and at that second proclamation of peace, we hear Jesus say to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit." Jesus is now sending the disciples into the world as the Father had sent him into the world. Jesus is sending all of us into the world to live and to proclaim, to share the love and the care that we receive, and Jesus knows that we need the Holy Spirit to accomplish any of that. In that story from John, there is no rushing sound, no tongues of fire, just those flabbergasted disciples and their Redeemer and Lord. And then the Spirit enters. Now, how do we know that the Spirit entered? Well, we're here because the disciples, by the power of the Holy Spirit, went out to testify, to live and behave as Jesus showed them. It was passed down through the generations to us here now. It is a simple and straightforward giving of the Holy Spirit, but it is still effective. And we still celebrate that coming of the Holy Spirit. Now, I'm guessing that as Lutherans, most of us prefer that simple and straightforward giving of the Holy Spirit, and we would be a little more frightened by a more robust or dramatic giving. But we too need to remember that the gifts the Spirit brings are for the common good, for the sake of others. It's not enough for us to just intellectually recognize that there might be a need in the world. We get to help as we are able, inspired by the Spirit, strengthened by the Spirit, following Jesus into the world. On this Pentecost Sunday, the gifts and the presence of the Spirit we pray for, the fruits of the Spirit we strive to bear, come from that same Spirit. Whether they come in exotic and dramatic ways or simple and straightforward, we ask for the gifts of wisdom and understanding, counsel and might, knowledge, fear of the Lord, and joy in God's presence. Whether with tongues of fire or a simple word from our Savior, we strive to bear the fruits of love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. We hear the promise of Jesus that the Spirit will come as an advocate and a friend, that the Spirit will aid us in our mission as witnesses, as followers, and as children of God. So then let us go from here, out into the world with the Holy Spirit beside us, filling us with strength and inspiration, leading us to find our risen Lord as he goes out into the world ahead of us. Whether we are looking forward to a simple, straightforward entrance of Spirit in our lives, perhaps accompanying the waters of our baptism, or in response to a simple prayer. Or maybe we are looking for the dramatic, the exotic, the memorable moment that can leave us breathless. What we need to remember is that the Spirit is promised. The Spirit will come with gifts we get to share. So then let us give thanks to the Spirit that is with us, bringing the creative power of the Father and the redeeming grace of the Son. We are blessed, so let us go into the world and be a blessing for others. Amen.